Well, like I said before, I always loved Briggs & Stratton. It was my favorite engine when I used to build my go-karts and my mini bikes. I always ran Briggs & Stratton. Tecumsehs couldn't take the... Tecumsehs were good engines, too, back in the 70s and 80s. You know, I used to hold them wide open for blocks on end, past the governor, you know, but I've thrown a couple rods. I've never threw a rod on a Briggs & Stratton, never have, and I mean, I'm talking about, you know, holding the throttle wide open for blocks on end. You know, Briggs was always my favorite motor, and up to the opposed twins, man, and I think that's one of the best engines Briggs ever made was the opposed twins. They came out with the V-twins, and nothing but problems, man. They're always throwing a rod, and the carburetor's always coming apart. I've worked on enough of them to know. But, if you go and try to tighten them covers on the front of the motor, the rocker covers, you know, don't torque like you're trying to, you know, torque down a head. Just a nice, it's supposed to be, just should be just a nice snug tightening, and that's it.
Oh, copy that. No, I've been taught very well by my father-in-law. He taught me a lot of stuff, helping me on some of the vehicles that we've had over the years. And yeah, he taught me not to over tighten stuff like that. Because yeah, you'll snap it, whatever.